BFBS. Your stories. Phoenix Station, Cyprus.
The final stages are underway for the demolition of the Kaywood housing estate in Eynick. Work started in January this year to bulldoze the 45 Murray quarters after they were deemed unfit for purpose back in 2008. I joined JSSU Housing Community Officer Captain Fred Fensom on the building site to find out more about the history of the estate.
Well, they were like a bungalow type house. They were kind of a wooden construction, lovely mature gardens, and as you can see, quite a sizeable foundation and a lovely place to live. There was a fire in Akatiri back in 2007, and after reviewing it, it was deemed that it was an electrical fault that caused that fire. And so the Defence Estates looked at all the Kaywood estates within the island and looked at the cost of renewing or updating the electrical systems within the housing. It was deemed that it was too costly for us to continue to allow people to live in those houses.
The fire at Akrotiri in 2007 tragically killed an RAF serviceman and his two young children. Senior officers decided it was crucial to move residents living in similar housing in Eynick, despite the upheaval of several families and an increase in accommodation charges.
They were paying very minimal rate of rent. They had to move into a slightly smaller accommodation with slightly less mature gardens, and equally had to squeeze up because some of the larger families of four-bedroom had to move into three-bedroom accommodation.
Sergeant Richard Bastow and his wife Jo lived on the Kaywood estate in 1999 before the concerns about safety came about. And now on their second posting in Cyprus, they have happy memories of living in one of the bungalows as a young family.
Well, my son was born in that house here. It's no offence to my wife, to be honest, she's quite sentimental. She wanted to take him when we arrived here to go see the old house, but at the time it was a building site, you couldn't enter. She's more sad to see it go than I am. Like I say, a nice community. It's all the neighbours that made it.
I'm Joanne Bastow. I'm married to Sergeant Bastow, who works in the MT here, and I'm a primary school teacher at the local school. We lived here, must be 10, 11 years ago now, and we lived on Locking Road, which was right down the bottom. I think when you go away, you expect to come back and everything's exactly the same, and Eynick had changed quite a lot, but to come back and find that those houses had just literally been abandoned, it was odd. It'd be nice to go in the house and go, well, look, you know, this was your room, but a bit disappointing.
So what now for the area formerly known as the Kaywood Estate? While utilities such as water and electricity have been maintained in case of any rebuilding on the site in the future, but for now the unit has other plans.
We've still got a very good road system, maybe looking at using it for our child development in road safety, and indeed to help our soldiers with driver training to allow them to, you know, choose this facility for the future.
This is Emily Slater for BFBS in Eynick.
Your stories. BFBS.